I thought I did pretty well, but there's a lot of plays I felt like I left out on the field that could have been executed better. A lot of deep balls that I could work on. And again, you know, a loss is a loss. And again, those plays might have been the outcome between a win and a loss. So again, tomorrow, just going to try and work on those things and get better at those. And hopefully next time I go out there and play, you know, I can execute pretty well.
You think you helped yourself in your quest to get them to keep three quarterbacks on the active roster?
That's not my hands. That's in their hands. That's their decision. But, you know, I've had a great ride from OTAs till now. I've learned a lot. I think I've grown as a quarterback. And, you know, I hope to be here, and I want to be here and keep learning from Teddy, Sean, and Scott and Norv. You know, I think they're the best in the business. So hopefully I'm here for that and continue to be on the Vikings.
In terms of some more specifics, what did you like that you did and what you didn't like that you did?
I think we moved the ball pretty well. We just couldn't finish, whether that was a penalty or a turnover or something. But I think we moved the ball pretty well. Just kind of put it in the end zone. And again, that's just something that we're going to have to work on.
I know the comeback came up short, but was it kind of valuable to get that experience in a game where you have to not only get one touchdown drive, but a couple touchdown drives late?
Yeah, we got the 2 minute right before the half, which was executed pretty well. We ended up with a field goal. And then right there at the end, we were moving the ball. And, we had Blake out there, fullback, at running back. You know, it's a hard position for him. He's never played that position. He was at receiver, and they called him on an offensive pass interference. I didn't see it, but we'll look on film and see how it looks. But I think it was good for all of us to get that experience.
I did.
He definitely bailed me out right there. But yeah, he's a good player. He's a playmaker. And when the ball's in his hands, I get really excited.
How much more comfortable are you just getting, you know, each game? I mean, you talked about being a little jittery when it all started, but, you know, how much more comfortable are you getting?
Yeah, I could tell a huge difference from Steelers till now. I just feel like, you know, I'm getting comfortable with the offense. I'm really know what to do, starting to play the playbook. And again, you know, hopefully I'm just here for, you know, this season and get even more comfortable and be on the Vikings. I really want to be here.
You think you put enough on tape that if they try to get you in the practice squad, you know, someone else might pick you up? It might be a little risky.
Again, I don't know. I'm going to leave it up to the coaches. You know, we'll find out in the next couple of days here, so we'll see.
Is that the important thing everyone talks about, putting stuff on tape? I mean, they can't take tonight away from you, I mean, regardless of what happens. Do you feel good moving forward in your NFL career just the way you did tonight overall?
I do, but again, I'm very hard on myself. I always find the things I need to work on and try to make those my strengths. So. Again, there's a lot of weaknesses in my game that I'm going to work on that I see as weaknesses. And again, every day just trying to get better.
Thanks. Perfect.